Perek Dalet. Yehi Ratzon Shelimudenu Yehi Yeschus Lilui Nishmas Reb Aaron Yudaleib Ben Reb Noach Tzvi Olav Hashalom. The fourth parak of Maseches Kilayim deals with the prohibition of Kilayi HaKerem, and we're going to deal with this prohibition for the next several chapters. Kilayi HaKerem is the prohibition of planting in a vineyard grain, so that the grain is growing in a vineyard. That actually creates an Isser Hana. You cannot benefit then from the grapes that were growing together with the grain. You cannot benefit from the grain. There's a difference between a vineyard and a vine. You can plant grain 6 tvachim away from a vine. But when you have a vineyard, you've got to go 4 amos away before you can plant the grain. So the Mishnah begins with, you had a vineyard, and now there is a clearing in the middle of the vineyard. How big does the clearing have to be to allow you to plant wheat in that clearing? Karachas HaKerem, the bald spot in the middle of a vineyard. Beishamai Omer, Beishamai say, it has to be Esrim V'Arba Amos, 24 Amos. Besil Omrim, Sheshesrei Amma, it can be 16 Amma. Mechol HaKerem, the clear space of a vineyard between the vineyard and the wall of the vineyard. Beishamai Omrim, Sheshesrei Amma, it has to be 16 Amma. Ubesil Omrim, you can start planting in it if it is Shtemesrei Amma, if it's 12 Amma. Ezoi Karachas HaKerem, what is the bald spot in a vineyard? Kerem, a vineyard, Shecharav Me'emtza'o, that in its middle, things were destroyed and uprooted. Im Ein Sham Ashesh Esrei Amma, if you don't have a area of 16 Amma by 16 Amma, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, don't plant seed there. Why? Because at the edge, remember, this is a vineyard, so all around this square you have vines. When you have a vineyard, the halacha is that 4 amos of space go with the vine. Because when it comes to picking the vine, we have to bring animals there, we ride oxen, and we use animals to help us pick from the vine, and therefore we need 4 amos for the animals. So here you have vines. In the middle of the vines, there is a clearing. So on the right-hand side of this clearing, you need to take away 4 amos of the clearing space for the vines on the right, and another 4 amos of the clearing space for the vines on the left. So Beis Hillel say, once you've lost those 8 amos, if you have 8 amos in the middle, 8 amos is actually enough for 2 fields, one field and a second field, each of 4 amos. So we'll say that way each one is significant, they don't lose their identity, and you can plant that. But Beis Shammai say you actually need 24 amos. So you'll have 4 amos taken up by the vines on the right, 4 amos of space for the vines on the left. That is 8, and then you have another 16 amos, because Beis Shammai holds that a field has to be 8 amos, so you need to have 8 amos and 8 amos, because if you have less than 8 amos and 8 amos, then that amount would actually become subordinate, according to Beis Shammai, to the vine, to the vineyard that it's next to. According to Beis Hillel, if you had less than 4 amos, each would become subordinate to the, any area less than 4 amos would become subordinate to the vineyard that it is next to. So again, to explain Beis Hillel, because that's the halacha, you have to, if you want to plant in the middle of a vineyard, if there is a clearing in the middle of the vineyard, 16 amos long and 16 amos wide, then you can plant. Why? Because 4 amos next to the right-hand vines are still part of the vineyard on the right. 4 amos next to the left-hand vines are part of the vineyard on the left. The 8 amos in the middle are enough each. The 8 amos each, that you can divide it into 4 amos each. So those 2 4 amos plots are significant enough that they can stand on their own and they don't get subordinated into the vineyard on the right or the vineyard on the left. If you would only have 7 amos in the middle, then the 3 amos on the right would become subordinate to the vineyard of the right, and then you wouldn't be able to plant there. That's the view of Beis Hillel. So Beis Hillel says, if you want to plant in the middle of vineyard, you need to have 16 amos. Im ein sham sheish esrei amos, if you don't have 16 amos there, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't put seed there. Hayusham Sheshes Reyama. If you do have the 16 Amma, so then Nostin Lavodasa on the two sides of this clearing with the lines of vines. You give those rows of vines space for work. In other words, four Amos next to each row. Zorea Samosar, and you plant the rest. Mishnah Beis, the second Mishnah, talks not about Karachas HaKerem, the clearing in the middle of a vineyard, but rather Mechol HaKerem, the clearing between the vines of the vineyard and the wall around the vineyard. Ezehi Mechol HaKerem, what is the Mechol HaKerem? Bein Kerem LaGader, that's the area between the vineyard and the wall. Imein Sham Shtei Mesrei Am, again, following the view of Beis Hillel, if you don't have 12 Amos there, Lo Yavi Zera L'Sham, you can't bring seed there because you have to give 4 Amos to the vines. And then if you don't have 8 Amos, so you don't have enough to be able to bring seed there. However, Hayu Sham Shtei Mesrei Am, if you have 12 Amos between the last vine and the wall, so then it's fine. Nostin lo avodah. So you give the last row of vines 4 amos for its work. Vizorea samoser, the other 8 amos can be planted with grain or with vegetables, with something other than a vineyard. Mishnah Gimel. Reb Yehuda Omer, Reb Yehuda disagrees with this last halacha of Machol HaKerem. He thinks that what we described as Machol HaKerem is actually called Geder HaKerem, and since it's called Geder HaKerem, you don't need to have 12 Amos. All you need to do is move 4 Amos away from the last row of vines, and you can then plant. So therefore, let's say you only had 6 Amos between the last row of vines and the wall. Move 4 Amos away from the last row of vines and plant the last 2 Amos, according to Reb Yehuda. Ezohi Machol HaKerem. What does Rabbi Yehuda call Machol HaKerem that you do need 12 Amos to be able to plant? That's Bein Shnei HaKramim. Let's say you have a space between two vineyards. Now, these two vineyards actually are not parallel to each other. One vineyard has rows going north to south. The other vineyard has rows going east to west. And that in this situation, Reb Yehuda holds, all you need is 12 Amos, you don't need 16. Chachamim hold that this situation of the two vineyards with space in between them is still Karachas HaKerem. You could only plant if you had 16 Amos of clear space. Ezohi Gader. Now, if you have a wall, everybody agrees you can plant grain on one side and vines on the other. So what is the definition of a wall? And you don't even have to go far. You don't have to keep the two plantings far from each other if there's a wall separating them. It has to be shu gavo asar atvachim, a wall 10 tvachim tall, or charitz a ditch, shu amok asara, which is 10 tvachim deep, v'rachav arba, with 4 tvachim of width. Fourth Mishnah. Mechita sakanim. If you have a wall, but it's a wall of reeds, so does that count as a wall? Well, it depends. If between each reed you have less than 3 tvachim, that's when you can trigger the law of Lavud that less than 3 is considered filled in. If you'd have 3, that would be enough space that a goat could get in and break it up. But if you don't have 3, so a goat can't get in, that's considered one wall, and then you can plant the grain on one side and the vines on the other side of this wall. What happens if you have a wall and there are holes in the wall? Geder shenifratz, ad eser amos, if the hole is up to 10 amos or 10 amos. Harei kepesach, then that hole is just considered an opening. And if it's an opening, it's still part of the wall. So you can actually plant the same way you can plant on one side of the wall wheat and on the other side of the wall a vine. In the opening within the wall, in the doorway of the wall, you could plant, literally, they are looking at each other, vines on one side of the doorway and grains on the other side of the doorway. However, Yasser Mikain, if your hole in the wall is more than 10 amos, that's already not a doorway, that's already a breach. So then, Kneged Apirtza Asr, you wouldn't be able to plant on the two sides of this breach. If we can plant those still where the wall stands, the parts of wall where they stand. If you have lots of holes in this wall, and each hole is less than 10 amos, Im ha'omed meruba al ha'paretz, if most of the wall is still standing, there's more built up than that which is breached, mutter, you can still put, you can consider all these breaches as openings, and you can put seed on one side and vines on the other side of the breach. Im ha'paretz meruba al ha'omed, but if there are more breaches than that which is standing, Keneged apirtza, then these breaches now are not openings. This is not considered openings in a wall, even though they're only less than 10 amos, but rather usser, you're not allowed to put the grain on one side and the vine on the other side. And those parts of the wall that are still standing, if they're 4 tvachim wide, you could plant on each side, less than 3 tvachim, by the way, is not even considered a breach. That was the beginning of the Mishnah. Mishnah Hey, the fifth Mishnah. Hanotea shura shel chamesh gefanim. If you plant a row of five vines, beshami omrim kerem, that's already considered a vineyard. Five vines in one row is going to be what we're going to learn soon, like the right array of what is a vineyard. And therefore, if it's a vineyard, you have to get your wheat 4 amos away to plant it. You can't plant it within a closer proximity. However, Basil Omrim, Eino Karim, it's not a vineyard yet. What is a vineyard? Acheisham Shte Shuros. You have to have 2 rows. Each row has vines in it. And let's say you had 2 rows each with 3 vines in it, that would be considered a vineyard. Lefichach, and therefore, hazoreya arba amos sheba kerem. Because we have this argument, what is the definition of a vineyard? Is it 1 row of 5 vines or 2 rows of 3 vines? If you violate the law and you planted within 4 amos of a vineyard, beishamai omrim, Kide Shura Achas, 1 row, the row that you're closest to has now been damaged. It's become Isur Hana. You can't get benefit from it. Ubesil Omrim, Kide Shte Shuros. Basil said, no, you have actually desecrated the 2 rows because 2 rows are a vineyard. 1 row is not yet called a vineyard. What's the classical vineyard? That's Mishnah Vav. Hanotea Shtayim Kineged Shtayim. If you have 2 rows, in 1 row you have 2 vines, in the next row you have 2 vines, and the 2 vines are next to each other. Ve'achas yotza zanav. Now in the third, in one of the rows, there's a third vine along that line, along that row. So that actually looks like a tail. Hareza kerem, that is our classical vineyard. You have to get the grain 4 amos away. Shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas beinotayim. But if you have 2 rows with 2 vines each parallel to each other with a fifth vine between them, oh, shtayim keneged shtayim, or 2 rows, 2 vines against 2 vines, v'achas be'emtza, 1 in the middle, eino kerem, that's not considered a vineyard. It's just considered individual vines, and you have to just get 6 tfachim away. Ad shihu shtayim keneged shtayim v'achas yotzei zanav. A vineyard is 2 rows, 2 vines, parallel to 2 vines, with a third vine as a tail in one of the rows. Mishnah Zayin. Hanotea shura achas besoch shalo. Let's say at the edge of your field you plant a row of 2 vines. The shura achas, there is another row at the edge of your friend's field next to you with 3 vines, besol shel chaver, with the third vine going out like a tail. So now, maybe there's a derech hayachid, there is a path between your field and his field, or derech harabim, a larger path, a path for a lot of people, but it's not very, very large. It's not 8 amos wide, be'emtza, between these 2 fields. Or gader shu namach me'asara tfachim. If you have a fence between these 2 fields, it doesn't matter. Hare lumit starfos. All these vines combine. It is considered that you have a vineyard, and therefore you can't plant any grain within 4 amos of this array of 5 vines. However, if between the two fields there was a fence, gavoa me'asara tvachim, taller than 10 tvachim, enan mitzdarfos, the two fields do not combine with each other. Rabbi Yehuda says, im ersan milamala, even if you have a tall fence between them, but you took the branches and mixed the branches above the fence, hare ilu mitzdarfos, that combines the vines, and now you have a vineyard, even though you have a tall fence between the two fields. Mishnaches, hanotea shtei shuros, if a person plants two rows of grapevines, so two vines in one row, two vines in the next row. Im ein b'neim shmona amos, if they're close to each other, they don't even have a gap of 8 amos between them. So even though it's not five, even though it's not five in the arrangement of a tail, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't plant seed in between them because that is considered a vineyard. However, hayushalosh, if you have three rows each of two vines, so that's already considered a big vineyard. And im ein bein shur l'chaverta sheshesrei amos, if you want to plant in between the rows, if you have a gap of 16 amos, a karachas hakerem, you can plant. But if you don't have 16 amos, lo yavi zera l'sham, you can't put any seed over there. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov omer mishum Chanina ben Chachinai. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov says in the name of Chanina, the son of Chachinai, afilu harva ha'imtzayas. Let's say you had three rows, and the middle row was uprooted. But after that, ve'ein bein shur l'chaverta, now between row one and the only other row, which was row three, now it's row two, because there's only one other row left. Between these two rows, you don't have a gap of 16 amos, but you do have a gap of more than 8 amos. Even though you have more than 8 amos, yavizera l'sham, you can't put seed there. And if you'd only planted initially two rows, so then areza mutar bishmona amos. Once you have 8 amos between them, then they're not considered a vineyard, and they're just considered individual trees, and you could put seed within them, you know, just so long as it's 6 tvachim away from each vine. But since this had initially begun as a large vineyard with three rows, even though a row was uprooted, it still has the status of a large vineyard. In a large vineyard, you can only start planting other things when you have karachas hakerem, when you have 16 amos in between the vines, and so that's the case here as well. Mishnah test, the ninth Mishnah. Hanotea es karmo al sheish esrei sheish esrei. Let's say a person plants his vineyard, and he does have karachot hakerem all over the place. He has big, bald spots within his vineyard. Between every row of vines, there are 16 amos. Then mutulav yizera l'sham. He's allowed to bring seed into those 16 amos. Amar Bihuda, Rabbi Yehuda said, Maisa bit Salmon. There was a story in Salmon. A guy who planted his vineyard with rows of vines, 16 amos away from each other. He used to take two rows and turn all of the branches towards each other. So the row from the right and the row from the left would all go to each other, all their branches. There's a rea sanir, and then what was on the outside of these rows, he would plant. Uveshana acheres, and the next year, hayohofich es aser lemakom acher, he would turn the branches to the area that had been planted. There's a rea sabur, and now plant the area that last year had been empty. Bamais lefnei chacham, it came before the sages, v'itiru, they permitted it. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shimon disagree on this idea that you need to have 16 amos when you have three rows. Omrim, they say, afanoteas karmal, shmona, shmona amos, even if there are three rows with just gaps of 8 amos between them, mutter, you're allowed to put seed there. You don't need 16 amos. It's only when you had a vineyard and which was all fully planted with less than 8 amos between the rows, that's then destroyed, that you need to have karachas hakerem of 16 amos. But if from the very beginning it was planted with gaps of 8 amos between each row, you can plant seed in those gaps, according to Rabbi Meir. And the Bar Tanura says that the halacha is in fact like Rabbi Meir. Ad Kan, Perek Dalid of Maseches Kilayim.